Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. My goodness, this song really talks about, it's by Mavis Staples and the Steel Saint background on it. And I tell you, this song is about children and being educated and not people not being moved by seeing what they need and they don't get what they need. That's what this song is all about. And why did Jonathan play that tonight? Because what we are about to talk about. Okay, first of all, even with monthly job reports continuing their positive trend, some employers are still having a difficult time finding workers. Now, because of this, several state legislators are discussing efforts to ease portions of their child labor laws. This includes a proposal in the Minnesota House to allow 16 and 17-year-olds more ability to work on construction projects. Is this a sign of future changes that would expose children to more dangerous work while they're still in the process of growing up? The Child Labor Coalition is a hub for organizations trying to reduce child labor in the U.S. and around the world. Coalition Director Reed Maki joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to talk about these current efforts and the history of fighting for better, safer working conditions. He joins us now, Reed Maki. Hello, sir.
Hi, Jarlene. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Tell us a little bit about the Child Labor Coalition.
Well, we're about 39 groups that come together, and we try to work to improve the plight of children, to reduce work dangers and to end exploitative child labor, both in the U.S. and abroad.
Abroad, I understand. Here in the United States, I thought that this whole child labor challenge and how sick it can turn into something really ugly very quickly. Do you agree?
Well, we're seeing some really dramatic and ugly incidents of child labor at the moment. Since the last few months, we've seen a lot of revelations of child labor, of children working in hazardous situations and in factories and meatpacking plants, and it's really quite scary.
It is quite scary. And you know, the thing that surprises me, I don't hear much about it, whether it's in the newspapers, the magazines, I don't hear enough about it. And I can imagine what you must go through when you hear the truth of what is going on. Can you give us a little understanding about how we got back to this? Wasn't there a time when that was healed and we didn't have to worry about the children working?
Yeah, you're right. So most child labor was eliminated in the Fair Labor Standards Act of the 1930s, and that took care of, you know, kids working in coal mines and factories, we thought. And, back in the early 1900s, we had a couple of million children working under really difficult, trying situations, long hours, you know, doing, as I said, coal mines and factories. And there was an area of child labor that was exempted at that time, and that was child farm work. And that's an area that we've been focusing a lot of our energy on for the last 30 years, trying to get kids out of the field, because our labor laws for that are so weak that they allow children who are only 12 years old to work basically unlimited hours as long as school is not in session. So in the summers, you know, kids can work 50, 60-hour weeks, work 10, 12-hour days, and it's pretty backbreaking labor. So we've been very concerned about that. But then, you know, more recently, we have seen children working in, you know, meatpacking and in other kinds of factories, the Hyundai supply chain in Alabama. We've seen kids working there, and it's really dangerous work that is inappropriate for kids, and that work is actually illegal.
Who's responsible for fixing it? Is it our leaders, our political leaders that are trying to make the difference? Is it you along with others that are trying to make the difference? And is the difference coming? Are you starting to see things change to what they should be?
Well, you know, at the moment, we're seeing things go in the wrong direction. We're seeing a number of states, 10 in the last 2 years, that have tried to weaken child labor laws. These laws took a very long time to enact and to win public support for, and they were working well, and we don't want to see them erased. So it's really unfortunate. You know, the Minnesota bill on construction sites, we don't understand that. Everybody knows construction sites are dangerous places. So why would you want to let 16 and 17-year-olds work in a dangerous place? If they're allowed to work there, they will get hurt. We know that for sure.
All right, let's talk about that, because many parents will sit and go, look, my child has been working since they were 15. I started working at 13 years old in my hometown, and we would go out and pick up trash in these small areas where it's a wooded area, and we wanted to go in and get all of the trash out. And it paid me okay, and I was grateful for the job. But when you say 16 and 17, many parents are probably sitting up going, what's wrong with that? 16 or 17 years old, isn't that the time they should be working? My biggest concern is that they're working way too much, that the hours are overwhelming.
Yeah, Geraldine, you're right. I worked as a youth, too, and we're not against child work. Child work is appropriate if it's limited and if it's safe. But what's happening now is that the state legislatures are looking at work that either is too long or is not safe. And that's what's, in Minnesota, there's also a bill to extend hours. There's the bill to let kids work in construction sites. That's just not safe. You know, if it's fine if a teenager, if a 16-year-old wants to work in a retail store or McDonald's or someplace, really anywhere that isn't dangerous, as long as we think that there should be a cutoff around 20 hours a week. The federal law allows kids to work 3 hours a day during the school day. That's 18 hours there. Once we see kids working more than 20 hours a week, their grades start to plummet and their school completion rate drops significantly. So we don't want to educationally damage our children by allowing them to work too much.
Isn't it too late?
It's not too late. A number of states are looking at bills to weaken the law, but the federal law will trump the state laws if the federal law is more protective. So, these laws are passing. They're in some states, they're going to confuse employers. Employers are going to think that they can hire kids, but then the feds can step in and start fining the companies. So we don't applaud these state efforts to weaken laws below the federal protections, because that's just going to confuse parents and employers.
Some of the states that are really trying to make this happen, right, to make sure that these children are working these crazy hours, I'm surprised at a few of them. Arkansas, I expected, okay, from that. Iowa, I didn't expect this. Are you surprised at some of the states that are starting to look forward to doing some of this with the children, making sure that they're working and going to school, and they'll be working more than learning, that's for sure?
Yeah, some of the states have surprised us. New Jersey passed an hours extension bill last year, and we didn't see that coming out of there. Iowa has become substantially more conservative in recent years. That the bill there is really substantively bad. It has 23 provisions in it, and most of them are bad. And one of them would allow children to work in meatpacking areas like the loading dock of a meatpacking plant, or also the assembly area of a meatpacking plant. And, we've seen in recent news there was a DOL investigation, a federal Department of Labor investigation, that found children working in meatpacking plants around the country, found over 100 children. They were working the night shift, and these kids were only 12 and 13 mm-hmm. years old. And the only reason we found out about it is because one of the children, who was only 13, received chemical burns from the cleaning agents they were using, and that got reported by a teacher to the federal DOL. And we know those jobs are dangerous. For so then for a state legislator to step up and say, oh, let's make it easier for kids to work in meatpacking plants. That made absolutely no sense.
No sense at all. And this article entitled States Look to Ease Child Labor Laws as Federal Scrutiny Grows, that's from Bloomberg. I am absolutely stunned at some of the statements that are made here. What we don't know, there's so many parents throughout our country that don't know that this is even happening. Maybe in the South they know. Maybe they feel as though it's like the farmers. The farmers put their children to work really early on. And some people may look at that and say, hey, it's just what the farmers are doing. Why can't they do this? In child labor, why can't we have children doing this and other things? Well, farms means you are working for your family, right? It's a
That's totally right.
Different thing. Am I correct?
Yeah. Well, yeah, often children who work on farms are working for their parents. You know, I did mention that there are some children, often migrant children, who are roaming the country, you know, migrating around the country to pick fruits and vegetables with their parents. They're very poor, and they are working for wages. And we don't think that they should be exempted from, you know, the child labor laws that apply to all other children. But it is legal for these children to work at age 12 and to work long hours. And we don't think that's correct.
So then where do we go from here? The U.S. Department of Labor is saying what now?
So they are taking very seriously the findings that children are working in meatpacking plants and in other factories. And they're going to start targeted investigations into some of those plants. We're very happy about that. They're calling for Congress to raise child labor fines because they feel that the current fines are not sufficient. When the company that was basically hiring the cleaning crews for the meatpacking plants in the recent expose, they found they fined that company $1.5 million, which, you know, may sound like a lot of money. But the company, that was one day of their annual revenue. It wasn't really hurtful for the company. So we really need the companies to feel some pain when they do something, when they put kids in really dangerous situations, they should be fined significantly. So there are bills in Congress now that would significantly raise fines by almost a factor of 10. So imagine that, you know, $1.5 million fine suddenly becomes a $50 million fine. That would start to, you know, be felt by these giant corporations that are, you know, not watching to see if children are working in their factories.
So bring us clarity to where we are today and how far we've come. A long time ago, this has been going on, child labor, and we fought a long time to get that to stop. And here we are now redefining it. And it's not, this is not something that seems to be going away, because now here in the United States, a lot of the states here are actually considering this, or they have already started this. So as you compare what it used to be to what it is today, do you see a big, huge difference? Are we moving in the right direction? Because it sure doesn't sound that way to me.
Well, it's very concerning that, you know, 10 states have either begun the process of loosening protections. Three states have already had some success in loosening protections, and seven more are, you know, in some process of doing it. That's very concerning, and we think that signals that we are heading in the wrong direction. You're absolutely right. These protections were, you know, they're a long time making in being made, but to start, you know, reducing them in this very short time span, it doesn't really make any sense at all. Kids can work. You know, there are plenty of jobs for teenagers out there that are safe. We don't need to put them in factories or meatpacking plants. We shouldn't be letting them, you know, pick fruits and vegetables for 12, 14 hours a day. We need to, you know, we need to apply a set of child labor laws that protects children, protects their education, helps them thrive and helps them nourish, and lets them be kids for part of their life. You know, they can work, but they shouldn't work so much that they can't, you know, do sports and play and, you know, and do all the things that make children children.
You know, it sounds like we're going right back to where we were, a time when we can't even speak of it. Many of us can't even speak of it today. But if you have children and you are worried about what is happening in that state, or if people are moving from other states, are they looking into what the laws for child labor is? And you just wonder, are the children really learning or growing in a good way on what they're doing? It's just the parents, I would be terrified to go to another state without really looking into the child labor laws. And that's because of what I've been reading. And I'm just grateful for that. I don't want to hold you too long, sir, but I do want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight and to know that there's so much more to talk about when it comes to child labor. And it seems to be growing. Now, we know that there are other countries that do this all the time and have never stopped, right? But when it's the United States and we work so hard to get to a point where these children don't have to do this, why now do they have to do it? Is it because so many, you know, 20-something year olds are saying, hey, I don't want a job right now? People are talking about that, but we're talking about children. 21 years old, you're not a child.
Yeah, you know, employers are saying there is a labor shortage and they can't find workers. But we think, you know, there are other ways to attract appropriate workers. You know, obviously raising wages is a way to get adults to take these jobs that are too dangerous for children. We think that the current immigration policies are too restrictive, because there are folks, you know, who live in impoverished countries that may want to come to the U.S. and do these jobs, but they're not being allowed to now. Those are two things that employers should look at before they try to balance a labor shortage on the backs of teen workers.
Amen. Amen to that. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, sir. And I'm so grateful that you are fighting the fight, the good fight, and hopefully you can get a whole lot of parents on board as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.